take me past the outer court to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for the righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Take me into the holy of holies. Hallelujah. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holies of holies. Won't you take the cold, cleanse my lips? Here I am. Take me past the outer court.
Take me past the outer courts into that holy place. Past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. So take me into the holy of holies.
Hallelujah.
Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Won't you take me into the holy?
The light. Father, thank you that you've given us chance once again to come unto this house, and how we long and desire to make full use of this time that you've given unto us. So help us even now, Father, just to yield unto these our desire. Draw near to us, Lord. Quicken us. Continue to quicken the song leader. Continue to quicken the music. And help us, Lord, we pray. We want to go beyond the outer court, Lord. We want to come into that place that, Father, you may deal with us, Lord, in a real way. That you'd speak to us, Lord, that you'd quicken us. Father, you know the things we face up to, Lord. You know the battles we go through. That's why we come unto this place upon this night, Lord. For our desire is to fellowship with you, Lord. Our desire is to hear from thee. Bless the minister upon this night. Give him, Lord, unction, we pray. And Father, help us to pray upon this night. Quicken us unto prayer. Father, give us the spirit of grace and supplication. And Father, help us, Lord, that as we'd go from this place, we'd be different, Lord. And Father, that your will would be done. Bless them that are still on the way. We do pray for them, Lord. Them that have traveled different places, we do pray for them. But Father, we're looking to you now. Father, our expectation is in you. Come down in the midst of your people and be glorified this night, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
They were in a upper chamber. They were all in one accord. Then the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by.
King of kings,
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me peace,
give me peace in my heart. Keep me resting,
keep me resting. Sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley someday. Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I see there'll be peace in the valley. I'm tired, yes, so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes to close me away. Well, the morning is bright, and the lamp is the light. There'll be light on this day. Oh, there'll be peace, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow. Oh, I see there'll be peace in the valley. The flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be so sweet. Oh yes, and the sun ever beams in the valley of dreams. Oh, and no clouds nor will ever. Oh. Valley for me. Oh,
there'll be peace
in the valley for me. The Lord, I pray. Oh, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I see
there'll be peace in the valley.
Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion will be dumb, will the lamb, oh yes. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led a little child, and in strange from the Savior that I am. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I see
there'll be peace in the valley for me.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
was walking in the light, beautiful light, but come where the dew of mercy shine all around this soul by day and night. He is Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, he saves all of life. Proclaim to Jesus, the light of the world. There is life and mercy in his name. In the name of Jesus, the light of. We are no longer in the dark. We are children of the light. Shine around us by day and by night. He is Jesus, the light of the world, and a Savior's call. Hear the Savior, the Savior's and his call.
Jesus,
the light of the world. Gospel truth to all, oh, to Jesus the light. Oh, we are no longer in the dark. We are children of the light. Hallelujah. When the dews of summer seas
are bright,
won't you shine all around us by day and by night? He is Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, why not seek him then today? Seek Jesus.
Forth the
water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart, desire.
All your troubles are over then. You might lack money, but as long as you have Jesus in the boat, you are doing just fine. I would like to invite you to read from the book of Mark, chapter 4, tonight, used to Sunday school. From verse number 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. While you are looking for that, Brother Vladimir and Sister Lydia are down with a sickness, a cold, flu, fever, and would like to be remembered in prayer. And Brother Max has also got a fever tonight, and he was also asking for prayer. Mark 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, I'll just read one verse there, verse number 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful once again to be in your house tonight. Father, of all the things that this world could ever offer us, Lord, Father, we find so much joy in coming to sing together these songs, to worship you, to read your word, to hear the preaching of the word, to pray unto you, Lord. We find it a great privilege, Father, for we realize one of these days they will shut down these churches, Lord, and we won't be able to meet, Father. But now, while we have opportunity, oh God, may you grant us grace tonight, not just to be in a building, but to enter into your presence, Father, where you can speak to us, Lord. We commit the word into your hands. Grant us grace tonight, Father. Lord, we pray for our brother Maxwell, down with a fever tonight. Lord, we pray that you may touch him, even as you touched Peter's mother-in-law, and immediately the fever left her, Lord. Amen. Father, even our brother Vladimir and sister Lydia, Lord, your hands are not short. At the same time as you touch our brother Maxwell, Lord, may you touch them also in rush, that, Father, these fevers, Lord, may leave them immediately, and that they may rise, Lord, and be about. We commit them into your hands, even as we commit this service to you this night. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints. Just in the book of Mark, where we read in chapter 4, our scene tonight, it opens with Jesus in a boat with the disciples. And they were sailing on the sea to the other side after a day where Jesus had been speaking to a number of people, a great multitude, the Bible says, at the seaside. And it's very interesting when you begin to look into the circumstances of such a day to try and look behind and see what had happened, what was going on, because when you do that, many a time you begin to find that you can type a lot of these things with the circumstances that are happening in your life at any time. Or perhaps even the whole of your life, you could. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that, as the pastor mentioned, I think it was last Friday, that when you can find your situation in the scriptures, it is over then. And I thought tonight that we could look a little bit at this day when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and they were sailing across the sea to the other side. It happened on a day where he had spent the whole day that day ministering to a great multitude of people, the Bible says. And when it says great multitude, by the benefit of us having a prophet in our day, we understand how big a number that is. Because the prophet says a multitude of people is 4,000 people. So that's a really great number of people that had come to the seaside and they had left whatever they were doing at home to come and sit and hear this young rabbi speak. It was quite a time in the days of Jesus, because if you think about the nation of Israel at that time, it had been at least 400 years after the last of the prophets that God had sent to them. So a lot of the stories that these people heard, even the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the high priest and all of them, when they were dispensing all these stories that they were reading from the Bible to the people, none of them really had first-hand experience of what they were talking about. Many of them would speak about Joshua at the wall of Jericho and how he met the angel of God, and he spoke, "Are you for us or against us?" and yielding his sword. But it was all stories that they were being told, and they believed those stories by the grace of God, because God had given them something for a remembrance. God had given them the pool of Bethsaida, where every once in a while the angel of the Lord would come and would stir the waters, and whoever got into the waters first was healed, regardless of what he had. So they knew that there's a living God, a living Jehovah, but many of them would hear these stories, and to them they were stories. They had heard about the widow of Zarephath and the prophet Elijah, and they had heard of the chariot of fire that took Elijah. A lot of the things that happened, even how God took them from Egypt with a mighty hand and opened the Red Sea, these stories were quite a mighty thing to hear. The children would sit and their mothers would take their little children and begin to tell them about Jehovah. And they would say, "One day, God is going to send the Messiah, and we are going to see these things happen once again." So all this, and knowing that it is true, all these stories, it created a great weight of expectation among the people. They were really under expectation that the Messiah one day would come, who was like unto Moses, because Moses was a great man of God, who could speak all these plagues and things could happen. Many times people would come on the scene and claim that I was the Messiah. But after a little bit of time, their folly was manifested. It was shown that these are false prophets. But when the days of Jesus came, when the ministry of Jesus Christ began, and you remember how he went to the wedding at Cana and there was no wine over there. And his mother said, "Whatever he says to you, you do exactly that." So Jesus tells them, "Fill these pots with water." And the people fill the pots with water. And then he says, "Now go and give to the master of the ceremony to test." And they drew what water they put in there. They took and gave to the master. And the master was like, "This is very strange. How does this happen? Many weddings, when you serve wine, you give out the best wine at the beginning so that people can get drunk, then you give them the bad wine, you know." But this man is different. He kept the best wine for the last. So this was no cheap wine. This was real good wine that Jesus had created for them there. So you can imagine what a stir that must have caused. Because these people that drew water, they knew that it was water. But then when they drew it out, it was now wine. And word must have gone faster than it does on social media today. The people were surprised at what this young rabbi was doing. It wasn't only that. Can you imagine when Jesus went to Peter's house and found Peter's mother-in-law sick with a fever? If you read in the book of Mark chapter 3, I believe, it says that the whole city came at the door. Now, do you believe that or not? Because I believe it, that the whole city came. There was something going on at that time. People were hungry for something. And here, for the first time, was a rabbi who was saying things that were coming to pass. And it was so great a spectacle that the Bible says they brought a man that was sick with a palsy.
Sick with the palsy is somebody who is paralyzed. This man was paralyzed. We don't know which limbs were paralyzed, but he was paralyzed to the point he needed to be carried over to the place. They opened the roof and Jesus sees their faith and he says to the man, your sins are forgiven. And people wondered, now who is this guy? He can also forgive sins. Then he discovered they were wondering, he says, which is easier? To say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? And he spoke to the man, say rise up and walk. A man that was paralyzed, he got up, took his bed and walked away. Imagine what that must have done to the people. Even when he walked into the temple on the Sabbath day, where by punishment of death, if you were to do anything, you would be killed. But he walked into the temple and there came a man with a withered hand, the Bible says. There was no strength at all in this man's hand. He could not use it. And they were wondering, is he going to heal this man or not? Can you imagine what it must have been? For us, we read these stories and because of the context that we grew up, today going to the creche with my son, and I like that, you know. It's a 10-minute drive because I'll be telling him about Jesus, you know. So he grows up knowing those things. Who is Jesus? And so, Daddy, do you mean this belongs to Jesus? He said he was holding a toy. I was telling him, Jesus created all these things, you know. He made you and me too, you know. And in his reasoning, he says, so do you mean this toy is for Jesus too? But because we grow up in an environment like that, many of us, we take it for granted when we read these stories that these people must have known, Jesus, you know. But in those days, after having 400 years of hearing stories being told about what God was doing, and then all of a sudden, here was a man who was doing exactly what the scripture said. Remember the woman at the well, when he spoke to her and he says, go get your husband. And the conversation went on. I have no husband. You have said the truth. You have had five. The one you have now is not yours. She said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. For we know when he comes, these are the kind of things that he will do. Then he said, I am he. Oh, she ran to the city. Despite what circumstances she had, she turned the whole city upside down because for the first time, here is the person that we have heard for all these years. He was right here now among us in our midst. What a day, what a time, what a spectacle. So when Jesus comes to the seaside, that's why there was a multitude, isn't it? People were leaving whatever business they were having to go and sit and hear this man. Because for the first time, here was somebody who was speaking and things were happening. Exactly as the scriptures had said. My, it was quite a time in those days. So, we come then to the day when Jesus got on the boat after ministering to all these people. Very long day ministering to people, probably answering questions too. And it had taken so much from him. Then he says to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. And I believe because of the things that were happening, the people couldn't stop talking about what was happening. Remember the man that Jesus had healed. I think it's also in the book of Mark. And he was a leper. And this man had come to Jesus and he said, that I may be made clean. And Jesus made him clean. He says, I will be thou clean. But the Bible says Jesus straightly charged this man to go and tell nobody about this. Yet there's something about it when God does something for you that even God himself, he can't make you keep quiet. You've got to tell somebody. That was this man. Jesus himself told him, Don't tell this to no one, but the Bible says he went about and began publishing it much. Amen. And to blaze abroad the matter. And it went so viral, using the terms of today, this was viral news. It was so much that Jesus could not anymore openly enter into the city. Yes, he became more than a celebrity. You know, when you're a celebrity, they want a picture with you. They want your signature. It was, you see, nothing is new under the sun. But he went abroad blazing. It was like wildfire, this news of what Jesus had done to me. People knew this man, that he was a leper, but now he is not a leper anymore. So that news had to go viral, because for the first time, not only now do we know that God can do what it says in the Bible, but we see it with our eyes. We are witnesses of this. They had that man with them. So it must have been quite a day that after all this had happened, Jesus goes into the ship and he lies down at the back of the ship to take a rest. And the disciples were sailing to the other side. What must have been said in that boat? Because when you see God do something, I mean, brother faithful, if you can see God take a piece of bread and tear a piece and give to brother Jesse, but when he goes to tear the next one, it is still a full piece of bread.
Hallelujah.
Do you think you can go into the boat now and say, I'm tired, brothers? No. They must have been speaking about what they had witnessed. Because these people had witnessed great things. And the prophet says here, you know, some people in that day, maybe their discussion was something like this. You know, I spoke to a bunch of people down there today. He turned that fish back, multiplied the loaves and the fishes. I was talking to some of them and they said, that could be nothing but Jehovah.
Amen.
For Jehovah was the one who rained the bread out of the heavens. Amen. To the children of Israel.
Amen.
Never a man spake like this, they said. Amen. Why, this man has got to be the Messiah.
Amen.
So they had seen things that the Bible had told them, that when Messiah comes, he will do these things. And now for the first time, they saw it with their eyes. This was the man. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying here, because imagine to have the Messiah right now sitting here. Oh no, me sitting here, him here. What would that do? I don't think anybody would feel tired tonight. I don't think so that you would mind about how hot it gets in this room. I don't think you would mind how hard the chairs get. Because when the Messiah himself is standing here, and you know that's the Messiah, brother, the people that are streaming today, they would get in their cars. Some would, who are at work right now, would leave their jobs. Amen. To come here right now, regardless of the circumstance that they are. But if the Messiah himself was the one preaching tonight standing here, I've got news for you. So they knew this man is that Messiah, because whatever he says, it happens. What a time these people must have had in that boat. To sit there, brother Jesse, with the owing like this, going to the other side, knowing that I am actually owing the Messiah to the other side. He's right there sitting in the boat. The very one who created the heavens and the earth. What a privilege. What a time that must have been for the people that were in that boat to know that the very one who created heavens and earth is right here in this boat with us. Ah, I don't know. I don't know what I could have done. So they were sailing there, and the prophet says something about that here. He says in their speech, you know, it might have been the young John that had not had his heart so scarred with so much theology. He must have said something like this. Think of it. Right here in this ship, this one that is identified by Jehovah's word to be Jehovah's servant, in whom he is pleased, is right here in this ship with us. What a secure feeling. What a secure feeling. I mean, my son says, Daddy, don't close your door tonight. And don't switch off my light. Because I want to hear that you are there in your bedroom. I'm scared to sleep on my own, he said. But if I can only hear that you are there in your bedroom and I'm here, I'll be okay. It gives him a secure feeling to know that my dad is in that room. And after a while, he goes, Daddy, are you okay? Yes, I am. And then he says, okay. Because he's afraid on his own. Amen. But when he can hear me breathing, when he can hear me saying I'm there, it gives him a secure feeling. Amen. That was John in that boat. That he was sailing there, and right behind him was the very one who created heavens and earth. Amen. The prophet says, what a secure feeling. Amen. Oh, wouldn't you love to have that? Amen. I want to have that secure feeling. Amen. To know that no matter what happens, the one that is sailing with me in this life is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. What a secure feeling that must give you. What a feeling for us to have when we are traveling through life. He says that here in the same message. Talk about amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Wow, what a secure it is. How secure we feel to know that when we are driving on the highways, whatever we are doing, that Jesus lays in the ship. The one who can perform any miracle. I'm telling you, brother, there's something about a secure feeling. When you have a secure feeling and you have no doubt whatsoever that I am secure. I know how that feels. Once I had a friend who came home with his work tools, you know, a gun. And he said, I want to go out there to meet some people. Can you keep this for me? He put it under the seat where I was. And he said, don't touch it. Just sit there until I come back. And he went. Curiosity got me. I took it. Wow. A gun. You know what? I think I'm going to go down the street. I had a different step. I took it. I took the gun with me because I was looking for some guys. I had a secure feeling to know that now I'm going to face my enemy and I'm going to show him who I am. That was just a gun. But what a secure feeling when you're going down life's highways, knowing that the one who created the heavens and earth is right here with you. Oh, what's there to worry about? What is blood pressure and cancer and those things? When you've got the one who can make your body to obey, he says, what a feeling of security. While sailing the troubled waters of life, that's what you want to have, a secure feeling. That's what John and the disciples had. Think about the other little boats that were around. When they were dismissed, go home, we are going the other side. They say, we are not going. We are following this one. Why? Because there was something about knowing that the one that we have waited for so long, he is now right here with us. Oh, what a time that they must have had on that sea. To know that he is right here. Do you remember the story of blind Bartimaeus? When he was sitting at the gate of Jericho, and the prophet says, sitting there dramatizing it, he must have been thinking about the stories that his mother told him. Sitting there saying, where is that Jehovah that met Joshua by the walls of Jericho? And he told them what to do, and the walls came down. My! And then there was a commotion, and the prophet says, if only blind Bartimaeus had known that the very one that he was thinking about was just a few meters away from him. Huh? Do you realize the power in that? To know that the very one who created me is standing right here. No wonder when they told him, he's right there, it is Jesus of Nazareth. You couldn't hold blind Bartimaeus down. Over a great multitude, he shouted, Jesus, thou Son of God. And Jesus stopped and said, what do you want? He said, that I may see. What a time. What a security to know that you have the Messiah with you. But that's where the trouble is, because the devil doesn't want you to know. He wants you to keep guessing. You come to church, you feel a little bit good. You come out there saying, ah, you've got a secure feeling. Then the next thing you meet out there, boom, you forget that you have the Messiah. That's what happened with these disciples in the boat. Right there with the Messiah in the boat with them, and the storm rose. And they forgot completely that Jesus was in the boat. They completely forgot that the one who's the maker of the wind, the master of the rain, is right there in that boat with them. And they began to wonder, we are going to perish. Why? God was testing their faith. That's why it happens to you and to me. God wants you to know how little faith you have sometimes. But most of the times, he wants you to know how great faith you have. Because many times we don't understand why things happen. But God wants you to see how great faith you have. In the book of Peter, where we read 1 Peter, it says that, verse number 7, I think it is, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Why do we try gold in the fire? Why do we take gold and burn it in the fire until it melts and becomes liquid, so that we can burn all the dross that is out of it and have pure gold at the end? What is dross? Doubt. God doesn't try your faith so that God can know whether you have faith or not. Do you think God knows that you have faith or not?
He does.
He's God. He knows that you have faith or you have no faith. Just like when these disciples got on the boat and Jesus went to sleep. He went to sleep at the back of the boat. Listen to what the prophet says. They should have known that he knew that the thing was going to happen. He knew it. He got in there, slept, and said, I let them sail and testify. When the storm comes, they'll call me. Not in that way. But Jesus knew that the storm is going to rise. And these people are going to realize that it's not just about testifying about the great things that have happened, but it is to have faith in God. And so when the storm arose and they began to wonder what is going to happen, it was one of them who now remembered to say, wait a minute, brethren. We must have forgotten something. There's somebody with us here in the boat who is the master of all these things. Amen. Then they go and wake Jesus. He knew. But why did he do it? This says the prophet, do you believe that? Certainly he knew. He knew all the time that it was going to happen. Why? He only did it to prove, to test their faith.
Amen.
Now, if we go back to the book of Mark, chapter 4, it says, Verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Amen.
And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful?
Amen.
That's the question tonight. Because faith and fear cannot mix together.
Amen.
Why are you so fearful? Why have you dropped that secure feeling that you had? Because when you have a secure feeling, how can you be fearful? Why are you so fearful? And then he continues, how is it that you have no faith? Do you think Jesus knew that? He knew the storm was going to happen. He knew they had no faith. But it was for them to know that they have no faith. That was the trial of their faith. It wasn't to prove to Jesus that these guys had no faith, but it was to prove to them that they had no faith. So the trial of your faith isn't for God to know that you have faith or not. It is for you to know what kind of faith that you have. No wonder God gives you trials. So you can know for yourself, I have got faith. Because you are going to need it. When the time comes, and soon will be, who knows what's going to happen in the next 2 days? Who knows what's going to happen in the next week? We don't know. But you need to have faith in Jehovah to know that the one that is sailing with me now is giving me this secure feeling that no matter what happens, no matter what storm arises, he doesn't want you to forget. God wants you to know, if only we can remember, the prophet says,
Amen.
That he is in the ship. Oh, he says, if tonight we could only catch that vision. The very Jehovah that made the heavens and the earth is right in this little vessel of ours. When he was sleeping in the hinder part of the boat, Jesus, the space between Jesus and the disciples was more than the space that is between Jesus and you right now. So if they could have a secure feeling, sailing in the boat, Jesus sleeping in the hinder part of the boat, he was much more further to them than he is to you and me tonight. Because not only is he here with us, he is right here in this little vessel tonight. What a secure feeling that must give you to know that this Messiah, the one who can do all miracles, can you imagine? Whatsoever you want, if you can ask in my name, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? As I ask the musicians to come, the prophet says here, notice, let us remember, he also created our bodies and won't our bodies have to obey him. The sea and the wind had to obey him. Why? He was the master of the creation. What about your body that he made? Won't it have to obey you? What about your family that he gave you? Won't it have to obey you? The trouble of it is that we don't want to surrender it to God. No wonder it won't. But won't our bodies have to obey him, he says. You surrender your thoughts to him. Surrender your life to him. Surrender your faith to him. And watch that body obey what he says. Isn't God wonderful? What a secure feeling to have. To know that the creator of the heavens and earth, the one who can do all miracles, the one everything must obey, is right here with me in my little vessel. We only have to call him on the scene. May you give us one song as I ask you to stand before we come to a time of prayer.
the wind in my sail. I have a friend
who watches over me
when the breeze turns into a gale. 'Cause
I know the master of the wind.
I know the great creator.
Sometimes I soar
like an eagle to the high. Above the peaks my soul can be found. On unexpected storms,
may drive me
from the high. It may bring me never bring me down. 'Cause I know
the master of the wind.
I know the great creator.
I know the maker of the rain.
Only
he can calm the storms
and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life,
my boat of life.
They sail a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend. Turns into a gale.
I know
the master of the wind. I know the great creator.
I know the maker of the rain.
Only
he can calm the storms
and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Amen. Just as we come to a time of prayer now, the prophet says, how could they see this? How could they not see this? So much that they had seen, but was not able to express it all of what they had seen. These people had seen a lot of what Jesus had done. Now it dawned on them that he was laying right close to them in the boat. They had forgotten all that they had seen. But we have seen a lot in our lives. We have seen a lot in this church. We have seen a lot in this 1 year alone that God has done. How much more should he have to do to prove that God is right here with you in your soul? Now, he is a lot closer to you, the prophet says, than he was then. Is that right? I am with you now and will be in you. A little while and the world sees me no more, yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you to the end of the world. Is this the end of the world? We are coming there. So he must be with us, even in us. All we have to do is to awake Jesus. And we don't have to go to the hinder parts of the boat to awake him and say, Master, we perish. Then he wakes out of his sleep. No, he slumbers not, the Bible says. He's right here with us. All you have to do is to wake Jesus. How do you awake Christ? By believing his word. Let us come to a time of prayer.
underprivileged people, Lord, to walk in the full security of knowing that you are with us, Lord. But when the storms of life arise, when the enemy comes, Lord, like a flood, it does not perplex us, but that, Father, we will with full confidence, full security, knowing, Lord, Father, that you are with us, even in us, Lord. What can separate us from you? The Bible would ask, there is nothing, oh God. So we are believing tonight, oh God, Father, that you are right here with us, even according to your promise. Father, help us that we may believe, that we may leave all our unbelief behind, that, Lord, we may be bold in our steps, Lord, with full confidence, knowing, oh God, that you are with us, even in us, oh God. What can we fear? Lord, the storms of the sea may arise, we shall not fear. Lord, the storms of the body may arise, we shall not fear. Lord, the storms of finance, the storms of the economy, whatever may come, troubles our way, that we have no idea how to solve. Lord, that will not perplex us, because thou art God, and you are with us, Lord. You created heavens and earth, and oh God, what a wonderful thing, what a feeling, what a secure feeling, to know that you are with us, oh God. I thank you, Lord, I honor you tonight. Oh God, you have proved over and over again that thou art with us. Oh, I thank you, Father. There's nothing that would ever perplex me. There's nothing, oh God, that would ever come that would make me to fear, because thou art with us, Lord. For you are God, and there's no other. Lord, I bless your holy name. Thank you, Father, for what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness that has shown to us, Lord, that you are with us, even in us, Lord, to the end of the world. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, I thank you. Bless now your people as we call upon your holy name. Lord, may you hear the prayers of your people, each and every one of them. May you grant them grace, Lord. May you come, Lord, and answer their needs, each and every one. Thou knowest the things they have need of. Father, I pray that you will remember them tonight, that you will come by their houses, each and every one of them, Lord, and give to them that which they have need of. Please be merciful, Lord. Father, we've got children here, Lord, that are seeking for the Holy Spirit. Lord, may you pour it upon them, that they may receive, Lord, the Holy Spirit, that their lives may be completely hidden in you, Father. Please come and help them, Father. Turn their natures. Help them, Father God, that they may be children of God, that walks according to the word of God. May you grant it, is my prayer. Father, I pray tonight that you be merciful to our mothers that are here, Lord, with the little ones. Oh, God, may you grant them grace. May you help them, oh, Father. May you show them thy kindness. Give them strength to overcome, Lord, and to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Oh, it's not easy to be a mother in this day. It's not a popular thing, Father. But, Lord, thou art merciful.
invite the pastor just to close for us.
Amen. Sense, it was a wonderful word. I'm sure the Lord spoke to you. Let's remember Brother Henry and Sister Esther. They've traveled this weekend. They're asking for prayer. And let's remember the rest of the weekend. Amen. We really do desire the Lord to bless us and continue on from this evening on Sunday. Amen. Pray for the Sunday school. It's Brother Matthew Payne doing the Sunday school. Let's pray for that. And then heading into the uncharted waters of the next few weeks. Yes. But there's one who's in control. He's the master of the wind. Let's pray for Deborah and Mother. They are not feeling okay. Let's pray for them as well. So let's ask Brother Jess to lead us in one song. And then we will ask Brother... When I look around, everyone gets nervous. Let's ask Dee to come and close for us in a word of prayer. Let's put these petitions before the Lord. Brother Vlad, Sister Lydia, let's not forget them. Brother Max, the Lord to restore him, bring him back. That we'll have a wonderful time on Sunday. Let's sing. What do you have for us, bro?
Set your wings to the winds of faith. For you can fly in a higher place. Do not struggle. It's by grace that you're weak to the winds of faith. There are two roads, there are two roads, there are two roads you may take. One by sight, and one by faith.
Saints being baptized. There's three people being baptized on Sunday. So it's a good thing. But the greatest thing we could do is pray for them. That from now to the time they go into the waters, they're setting their wings in the winds of faith. They're getting in tune in heavenly places. So by the time they go into those waters, the heavens will open. Like when Jesus was baptized, that the dove will come down. And something will change and I'll never be the same again. So let's remember those saints as well being baptized.
The Let's pray, saints. Our precious Heavenly Father, Lord, our great God, Lord, Heavenly Savior, Lord, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who forever will be. Lord, Heavenly Father, as we approach Thee, Lord, this evening, Lord, so grateful, Lord, Father, to have the opportunity to gather in Thine house once again, Father. Lord, what a privilege and what an honor it is, Lord, and many times we take it for granted. But, oh, Lord, Father, upon this day, Lord, may we appreciate Thee. Lord, Father, may we, Lord, Heavenly Savior, see all the things that You are doing. May we see, Lord, Father, Your signature in all things. Lord, Father, we thank You for the wonderful word that You brought before us today. Father, Lord, Heavenly Savior, throughout our lives, throughout our experiences, Father, Lord, we can always testify that You are there with us, Father. Lord, Heavenly Savior, throughout our strife, Lord, throughout our sicknesses, Lord, throughout our challenges, Lord, Father, Lord, You are always in the boat with us, Father. Amen. And Lord, Father God, in the midst of it all, Father, sometimes, Lord, we get trodden down, Heavenly Savior, and we forget, Lord, Heavenly Father, that You are always with us, Lord, Father, because You have shown it to us, Lord, many, many times, over and over again, Father. Lord Jesus, Your mercies, Lord, Father God, never run dry. Lord, Father God, Your grace, Lord, is more than sufficient for us, Lord, Father. So we just want to thank Thee, Lord, Father, and appreciate You for all these things, Lord, Heavenly Savior, that You've given unto us, Your children. Lord, Father, as we approach Thee this day, we think of Brother Vlad, Lord, Father. Lord, Heavenly Father, may You bless him and his family. Lord, Father, how, Lord, health issues have struck the family. Lord, may they touch the hem of Your garment, Lord, Father, upon this day. Lord, and may we see them on Sunday, Lord, in full health, Lord, Father, back in Thine house. Lord, the same thing with Brother Maxwell, Lord, and his family. Lord, may You instantly heal them, Lord, Heavenly Savior. Lord, for there are many afflictions, Lord, for the God of the righteous. But Lord, Father, You deliver us from them all, Heavenly Savior. Lord, Father, at this time, Lord, we want to remember Brother Henry as well. Lord, and family who have traveled. Lord, Father, may You just travel and go with them, Father. For we know that the footsteps, Lord, for the God of the righteous, Lord, are ordered by Thee, Lord. So we know and we trust, Lord, that You are with them. Lord, Father God, may they enjoy their trip, Lord, Father. May everything go smoothly. Lord, and may they return, Lord, safely back, Father. Lord, we just think of those saints, Lord, that we baptized, Lord, on Sunday. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, what a joyous occasion, Lord, that it is. We know, Lord, Heavenly Savior, that all the angels, Lord, celebrate in heaven. Lord, Father God, when one of the children, Lord, enter into the kingdom. So, Lord, Father, we just want to ask that You speak to them, Lord, Father, and continue to help them. Lord, Heavenly Savior, not only for Sunday, but, Lord, with their Christian walk, Father. For this is the narrow path, Lord, but it's a joyous path as well, Father. So, Lord, may You help them, Lord, and Lord Jesus, may You connect them with the right people, Lord, to guide them, Lord, and speak to them, Lord, Father. Lord, Heavenly Savior, for counsel, Lord, is always important, Lord, and You've brought, Lord, the right people, Lord, into our midst, Lord, to help us, Lord, the various things we go through. But we just ask, Lord, that You help them and You be with them upon this day, Lord, and especially on Sunday, Father. Lord, Heavenly Savior, we commit all these things unto Thee. We're asking Thee, Lord, Father, for traveling mercies, Father. Amen. Keep us safe on the roads, Lord, Father, as the roads are very icy, Lord, and there's all sorts of weather conditions going on, Father. Just keep us, Lord, Father. Amen. Be with us, Lord, Heavenly Savior. Lord, may You be in all the preparations, Lord, Father, for the Sunday service. Lord, Father, may everything, Lord, Father God, go as planned. Lord, be, Lord, Father God, with the technicians, the musicians. Lord, Father God, the ministers. Lord, Heavenly Father, even our pastor. Lord, may You be with them, Lord, in all things, Lord. Lord, as we look forward to another wonderful service, Lord, Father, on Sunday. Lord, Father, as well, may we remember, Lord, the times we will have in this church. Lord, Father, for our time here is coming to an end, Father. And we are just seeking Your leadership, Lord, Father God, to take us, Lord, to wherever You want to take us. Oh, Lord, we remember the wonderful times we had here, Father. Lord, remember all the good things that You've done for us, Lord, Heavenly Savior. So, Lord, Father, we know that there's even more in store for us, Father, in the future and wherever we go. Be with us, Lord, Father, in the building project. Continue to help us, Lord, with contractors. Lord, Father God, continue to be present in our lives as we commit all these things unto Thy precious, most capable hands, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing before we come, before we leave. Let's sing one song and dismiss in His name. You know, so we tried to find a place. Thank you so much, Brother Clayton. Tried very hard to find a place for the baptism, but there's just nothing available at the moment. So it'll have to be done here like in the old way we used to do it. So we just asked the trustees to prepare for that for Sunday. So we need to use our baptism pool. It's so much better going to a place we can go down in the water and you can do it nicely. But, well, the Lord's will be done. I think of the saints through the ages. Imagine the places sometimes they had to be baptized in secret and so forth. I mean, sometimes in muddy waters. You know, you don't know what it was. It's the condition of the heart. The most important thing in baptism is your heart and to be buried in the waters.
Amen.
And to rise up once again by faith in the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
To bury your old past there in those old waters. And you rise up by faith in newness of life. That is Jesus raised from the dead.
Amen.
You saying, Lord, you raise me from the dead. Let all the old things be dead and buried. And let me be a new creation. That's really the desire. So the Lord's will be done. We'll meet everybody on Sunday. God bless you, saints.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, rolls a melody sweeter than sound. In celestial light strains it unceasingly falls. Oh, my soul like an infinite
kind.
In the midst of the storm there is peace, wonderful. Coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in the fathomless billows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful. The heart of my soul, so secure that no power can mine it away, while in his eternity, in the midst of the storm there is peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in the bottomless billows of love.
I am resting to the mighty.
Oh, in this wonderful control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day. Oh, and his glory is flooding my soul. In the midst of the storm, I risk
peace.
Oh, such wonderful peace
coming down from the
Father. Bottomless billows of love. And methinks when I rise to ascend to your peace, oh, when the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransom comes. The heavenly kingdom shall be,
oh, in the midst of the storm.